This is the Friday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason on the phone line with us. This afternoon to take a look at the weather forecast is Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute. Jim, thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
Thank you.
Well, this morning on the program, because you send me by email your voice so I can send it out to radio stations with a weekend forecast, I pulled a little soundbite about Quincy, Illinois. Probably not everybody was listening at that time, but they've been really dry. Can you tell me about it?
That's right. The area around Quincy especially has been dry so far this month. Only a quarter of an inch was reported at the airport so far. It was falling on the heels of a very wet spring, so it doesn't look like it did last year at this time. But it is kind of causing some issues, especially for fields that maybe were planted late, or those low spots in the fields where the roots just haven't developed quite as well yet. And so once that soil moisture starts to get used up, you can see some of the effects pretty quickly in those areas. So it's a concern in that area. In fact, the U.S. Drought Monitor has now put that part of Illinois in what they call abnormally dry. That doesn't mean drought, but just an area to be watched in coming weeks.
Is it a very confined area? I mean, if you go very far south, St. Louis, Belleville, from there, I think things get better. How about if you go north or to the west?
Yeah, it's pretty much confined to that part of the state when you go south. So north, from St. Louis southward, it's in pretty good shape. In fact, probably the hardest area is around Quincy, maybe just south of the Quad Cities area. But then if you kind of go to the east a little bit, kind of follow up the Illinois River, there's some areas around Peoria that are also dry and some areas around Kankakee. So there is kind of a band there that's does have some areas with dry conditions. Mm-hmm. So those are kind of the areas we're watching at this point.
And that's much broader than I had suspected. Any rainfall in the offing for them in the next 24 hours to a week or so?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of the rain right now is way to the south of us at this point. There's a chance tonight and a 40% chance tomorrow, this afternoon and tonight. But really the next chance isn't until Monday and Tuesday. And the amounts from those events really didn't look all that impressive. So it's one of those things that if they get lucky, maybe they'll get a thunderstorm and give them a little bit of relief, but there's nothing to really erase the shortfall that some of those areas have right now.
Yeah, lucky would be an inch at sometimes when you're dry. That'll make a crop as opposed to not make a crop. So what's the outlook as you get a little further out? Any possibilities?
No, you go out to the 6 to 10-day and 8 to 14-day forecast, and they're actually fairly neutral for us. They've got us in, for most of Illinois, is near normal on the temperatures and precipitation, both for the 6 to 10-day and 8 to 14-day forecast. So that doesn't necessarily mean we're not getting any rain. It just means it's going to be close to average for this time of year on both temperature and precipitation.
Hey, thanks so much, Jim.
You're welcome.
Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey joins us here in the Closing Market Report. Don't forget to tune in for Commodity Week up at willag.org by 6 o'clock this evening. I'm Todd Gleason.
Support comes from the Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, serving barbecue, beef brisket, pork shoulder, ribs, chicken, and more, slow-cooked over a wood-fired smoker. The Black Dog, 201 North Broadway in downtown Urbana. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And from Common Ground Food Co-op, now at Lincoln Square Mall, featuring organic and local foods grown right here in Illinois. Learn more on their website at www.commonground.coop.